The NBA season is back.
Yo, what's going on, man? You're with 94feetoflife.com. Got a special guest on the show today, man. Real impromptu, man. But when I like to talk hoops, I like to talk hoops. So I had to go get the bully on, man. Not only this dude talk hoops, but every sport you want. He'll talk about raccoon batman if you let him. The man is an expert on everything. So without further ado, Jerome So True, go ahead and tell people who you are so they know.
Well, first and foremost, man, it's the not so famous Jerome So True, the person with the most controversial views that you'll probably hear. Views from the 22, shouts out to the crew. Yep. Gridiron Gang, that's what we do. I gotta shout out the crew, 94 feet, man. This family right here, man. This is what we do. So without further ado, man, let's get this thing going in the words of my boy Trav. Let's go.
Hey. The spirit of Trav is everywhere right now. So so man, I actually hit you up because you are you've been following this guy for a while, but I've been watching the preseason games and I've changed my stance on a few things. So with this Lakers team, they've been moving the hell out of this ball. I know it's just preseason, but they've been moving the hell out the ball. Even though they got a lot of playmakers, it seemed like it actually helps them because everybody is looking to make that extra pass and they're playing beautifully right now. So you've been following LeBron for quite some time right now. Do you think he can still play fair even if the game is on the line? Because me personally, I think the culture needs the Lakers to be successful for two reasons. One, because it's the Lakers and people either love them or hate them. But for two, it will teach these young kids that just because you're good doesn't mean that the fundamentals of the game should be pushed to the side. Because you got some of the best ball players in the league that's moving the ball like it's a hot potato. And it's looking beautiful. Like, I mean, they taking the ball out and they throwing it three-quarter courts of the court to Brandon Ingram or LeBron for jump balls. And it's starting automatic offense. Like, the defense can't even react. It's so beautiful to watch. And I just hope that it keeps it this way. Because if it does, they looking at a second, third seed. Your thoughts?
Here's what I did. I'm actually really, really interested in preseason ball. Don't mean a lot to some people. It mean a lot to me because I get to see some of the little minor wrinkles that we know we're going to see in the season. And then we get to see what teams are like testing out. For LeBron and the Lakers in particular don't have the talent yet, I think, to make that leap for that championship. Here's the thing, though, that they do have. They got a few intriguing players that go along with LeBron. Like, people won't say this, but Lance Stephenson is a hell of a ball player in his own
right. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, so Bron, what I'm seeing with Bron's body mechanics is he's actually fighting going back to playing Bron ball like he's played in Miami and Cleveland. If he can maintain the way he's playing basketball right now, and he can stay that same way and can stay true to the game, no pun intended, when it comes down to the fourth quarter, that is going to be the ultimate test for LeBron at this particular stage. Does this Lakers team have the pieces and components to make him trust the process the entire four quarters, regardless of the score, regardless of the situation, regardless of who they're playing? That's going to be the test.
And what I'm also noticing, too, is first off, what people got to understand is the 73-9 season, the Lakers have the coach who orchestrated that. You know, no knock on Steve Curry. It was the house that he built. I don't know too many assistant coaches who step in and have a 73-9 season. So, obviously, he knows something about basketball. You know, not including the fact that his father is an all-time great and pride himself on being one of the few 7-foot big men or one of the first 7-foot big men who will beat you with his passing game and beat you with his mind, not just with the fact that he's 7 feet. And injuries riddle him of having even more of a Hall of Fame career that he had. But because of his IQ is what made him special. So he comes from because he's cut from a great cloth of basketball minds. He has his own great basketball mind. And quite frankly, Magic's touch is very influential. You could tell by the way they're playing, because they're in, not only are they moving the ball, it looks like they're having fun doing it. And it's the difference between when you're moving that ball for an assist and you're just moving that ball because it's the right play. And it's looking like they're moving the ball just because it's the right play. Nobody's really assist hunting right now. Everybody's like, oh, you open? Okay, got it. Nah, he open too. All right, got it. Nah, you shoot it. Nah, you shoot it. Oop, we got a layup. Oop. That's beautiful.
That right there is the big thing I like, too, about the Lakers team. Outside of JaVale McGee, and this is not a knock on JaVale McGee. Outside of McGee, they got a lot of, and I don't want to say athletes, because JaVale McGee in his own right is an athlete. But outside of him, all of those players that are on the floor are actually wings or point guards or guards of some sort. So they got a lot of players that can create a lot of matchup issues, especially when it comes to beating people with your feet. Brandon Ingram and LeBron in the front court is almost equivalent to saying, all right, what we're going to do is when you shoot this ball, one of them taking off. So now you got two long striders, two Randy Moss type looking dudes who are running up the basketball court though. And if you throw the ball 40 inch, both of them got a 38, 40 inch vertical. Even Bron at 50 seems to have a 38, 40 inch vertical. So So you jump up, you grab that ball. Once you come down with it, somebody else is already streaking down the court. So it looks almost like if it's not a 3-man weave, then it's close to it.
Yeah,
because it's one, three, somebody smacking the glass. I'm like, wait, hold on. But I had to, you had to stop the TV and make sure that he was watching his right team, make sure the jersey was right. I'm like, oh, whoa, hold on. So Rondo with Lonzo with Bron, those three people in general, people won't say this about Lonzo. Lonzo is probably one of the smarter kids that we have in the game right now, considering he came up in basketball. You can tell from the way he hoop, he's a basketball player. And Lonzo is an advocate for making the right basketball play. He's been that way in college, been that way in high school, when you followed him. He's also been that way so far in his NBA career. Rondo is Mr. Rondo and Bron are the two people in this equation that can make this a nightmare or they can make it a dream. If they get rid of their egos and they decide that they're going to play with him the way that Luke Walton wants to play, which is up and down, play on the string on defense, because I know he preaches strings on defense. Okay, when this guy do this, this guy need to come this way. This guy do this, this guy needs to do this. As long as they do them things and they stay true to the game, no pun intended, I think they'll be all right. I got a controversial view.
Hold on. Before you do that, this is what we're going to do. We're going to treat this like Bill Cosby's drink. Don't touch it. Just like the dial, don't touch it. So don't touch this dial. We coming right back. We going to come right back. Quick commercial break, and then we going to get your thoughts on your controversial views. So y'all stay with us. 94 feet.
Yo, it's your man, Jay Ham, resident hoop historian for 94feetoflife.com, checking in for the 18-19 campaign. Yes, it is on and popping once again. And, of course, just like any other year in the previous past, like 4 or 5 years, to drop the jewels on 94feetoflife.com. So get with us, man, on the Anchor app. Follow us on Facebook, 94feetoflife.com, as well with the website. And you can catch us on Twitter and Instagram at 94feetoflife.com on IG and at 94FOL Hoops on Twitter. Holler at us, Chief.
Yo, this your boy Trav, mister. I got time today coming to you, 94 Feet of Life. Hey, don't let the television tell your vision, man.
Well, you check the drink out. Y'all, it's okay to drink it. The dial can be touched again. John, so true. What's up with these controversial views we need to hear?
All right, so look. This is the first year of the experiment for L.A. I'm looking at L.A.'s team. I'm looking at what I've seen so far in the preseason. I'm like, all right, you know, yeah, that looked good. All right, here's my thing. I think the Achilles heel of this team is going to be the 4 and the 5 and rebounding. Rebounding, I think, is going to be the biggest issue. So looking at rebounding being an issue, looking at the fact that we trying to get everything together, I think this may be a year that the adjustment to West Coast ball, the Lakers potentially, either barely make or miss the playoffs.
Okay.
I don't know if they make it this year. And it's only because, like I said, the bigs. I'm just saying, what team in the playoffs last year did not have a legit big who can control the backboard in the Western Conference?
Interesting. So you don't think JaVale's ready?
JaVale is the... You know how you now, love a player's talent?
This is not JaVale at Washington. This is two-ring JaVale under a system and they play to his strengths, and it's looking more of the same. Now, he still make a few bonehead plays, but everybody does. But because that's his stigma, it gets magnified.
If, let's say it like this, if he down there banging with Steven Adams for 48 minutes, well, we're going to say 30 minutes a game, Steven Adams can con this man into some foul calls. He can con him into some bad fouls.
Yeah, he can.
Let's look at Big Cat. If he decide he wants to hoop, I don't think JaVale really can do anything with him because Cat going to take him outside, inside. He gonna take him big ring around the rosy. He going to go around the whole court.
And keep going, because this is good stuff.
Boogie, when he comes back, we know Boogie is he a bully on the block. You call me a bully. He's a real bully. That's the real bully right there. That's right. Shaq's little nephew. So you looking at all of that stuff, I'm just worried about their depth at center and more or less some of the bigger body players who help control the post. You know, even with Utah, with the dancing, I'm going to use Trav word, the dancing burr with Rudy Gobert. Like that dude, his range on the court, and then you add that with Derek Favors. People won't say it. Derek Favors is a hell of a defensive player on a string, and he's a hell of a rebounder on that backboard. He going to get you some extra possessions, but then you put him next to the dancing bear, and now they control the backboard. They just whooped up on the – now, MJ, just to show you, bro, I was watching the Kings and Utah like 3 minutes left in the game yesterday, and that was a blowout.
Sacramento, though? You talking about the Kings? Man.
They trash.
Here's my thing on this one. If that were to happen, that I will actually put the sole blame on LeBron. Because what made Golden State from the team that was already good to elite was the fact that Kevin Durant stepped in and did all of the things that you will expect the traditional big man to do. And he did it with a smile on his face. He was mixing it up in the paint, cleaning those boards, making sure that they didn't get beat on the glass. He was protecting the paint because they didn't have a true big like that. He did all of the stuff that the big man would do. Now, as of right now, and I will say this, LeBron right now is the best player in the league right now. And he has always prided himself on being more than a scorer. He was always able to guard bigger players. He was able to guard the 2-4 position. He was always able to clean the glass. And he mastered the chase down block, which is by far one of the definitions of protecting the paint. So, if they do not make the playoffs, it will be because LeBron did not fill in the blanks on the things that he should have filled in the blanks on. Right now, the way I'm looking at it is LeBron is going to be to this Lakers team the way KD was to this Golden State team. The only difference is the Lakers are younger and the Lakers do it differently. The Lakers' primary push is not going to be the three-point shot. It's not going to be shooting. Their primary push is going to be ball movement, which is what makes Golden State so special because they were shooters who knew how to move the ball. Well, you got playmakers who already know how to move the ball, but they're going to be driving the ball off of that ball movement as opposed to settling for threes. Now, they're going to take threes. Of course, they're going to take threes. But their main thing is the guys we talk about, Rondo. We talk about Lonzo. We talk about Lance Stevenson. We talk about Brandon Ingram. We're talking about Mike Beasley. Those guys get to that rack. They get to that basket. So if you got that ball moving on the string, and everybody is decisive on moving the ball, and everybody's decisive when they drive that ball to the lane. And let's not forget, you got the bully in LeBron, who also likes to drive in the lane and got real estate in the paint. Now you're countering the Golden State style, which is we move that ball 300 times a game until we get the best shot, and then we'll drive from there. Well, you got the same thing with the Lakers, except for we're moving the ball to drive to the basket and finish or kick. And if you play off of us, we'll take these threes.
So it's going to be a great chess match if they could bring it together. Now, I'm not putting a lot of pressure on them. I'm stating with their style of play, they can win a lot of regular season games because nobody's going to be one to guard that. Nobody ain't going to guard that. That's what I'm stating. So them winning 52-plus games is not out the realm of possibility if they play that style. But what I'm also saying is I'm not going to put that pressure on them to beat Golden State this year. They just got the team together. But them making it to the semifinals is not out the realm of possibility at all. Or them beating OKC with that style is not out the realm of possibility. Or even taking Houston to seven games is definitely not far-fetched. Hell, I think they could take Golden State to six games or seven games too, if they're clicking. Because now they've established their own culture, their own identity to be able to build on. Again, this is their first year. I'm not putting extra on it. But what I am saying is, if this Laker team can execute what I see them trying to do, if they can carry over what they're doing the preseason to the regular season, it can very well change the game of basketball. It can get the game of basketball back to its purest form, which is ball movement, player movement, making the right read, and having fun doing it. So those are my thoughts, man. Those are my two cents. Don't know what it's worth to the world, but feel free to chime in and let us know.